Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Good, good. This is so
Good.
fancy.
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
So, I'd like to introduce everybody to Daisy. Say hi,
Oh,
Daisy.
hi, everybody.
So, this is both of our first podcasts together.
Yes.
So yeah, so we're just gonna talk today and see what kind of happens. So Daisy, why don't you tell us where you're from, what do you do, all that good stuff.
Okay, I am from Colorado originally, and I've been in Maryland and Virginia for, well, since like 2002, and I own a salon in downtown Frederick,
So what's the
and
name of your salon?
it's Daisy's Salon and Body Boutique.
Yes, if you need that, you go see her. We're going to post our information in the episode notes.
Yes, definitely. If you need hair, makeup, anything like that.
Yes.
I also have the sweetest little girl in the world, Miss Ella,
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
and she is 5 and a half. She's more than 5 and a half. She's going to be 6 in July. I can't even believe it.
Oh gosh.
And I have a husband, Kevin, who we've been married for 11 years.
Oh boy.
So, yes, I'm a busy, busy lady.
Awesome. So, back when, I guess it was probably a couple years ago, why did you start, or I guess what happened that made you want to start working out?
So I had Ella, and I basically took like a 5 year break from working out. And it was just a combination of everything. All of a sudden, it like hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was like, I have got to like find myself again, because
Yeah.
I hated like how I looked, how I felt. I wasn't confident in like, wearing clothes anymore, and I knew I was eating bad.
What were
The
you
oh, just everything, every fast
eating?
food, whatever. There was no limit to like, I didn't even think about it. If I wanted to eat it, I ate it. And I'm not, I had normally not been that way, but I needed a change. And that's when I contacted you again. And I was like, oh my God, please, please respond to my text message. And you did. I remember it was like super late at night. And I was like, I'm just going to text him and see if this is still his phone number from like years, years
It
ago. And then I started working out with you, and it's just been this incredible journey. I don't know. I don't have anything negative at all to say. I mean, I would never, ever do anything differently, I think,
That's
since I started.
oh boy, those are strong words.
Seriously, I mean, it's changed my life. It really has.
That's awesome. I love it. What do you think the biggest change has been?
I think the biggest change, other than physical, because I mean, if you're working hard, you're going to see a physical change, but
Yeah.
my mental health has been, I think, the most incredible change that I've had. I was able to get off of my anxiety medication. I've been off of it for 2 years now, and that's huge for me. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to have that result, but for me, that has been just incredible that I was able to do that, and I feel great. Because I think I feel better, I want to eat better, and I want to make new goals, and I want to push forward to the next. And I love helping people. I am constantly talking about working out. I probably drive everybody at work insane. But I want to motivate other people because I know how good I feel. So I know that they can feel that way too.
Oh yeah, definitely. How so a little bit, give us like an average day for you, because I know a lot of people come up and they're like, oh, I don't have time. You're
Okay.
extremely busy.
Yes. So anybody that says that they don't have time needs to just evaluate what they are doing and prioritize what they are doing with their time. Because so I usually get up at about 7 o'clock. I get my daughter ready. I get ready. I eat something, get my daughter up at 7:30, and then I'll get her dressed, you know, ready for school. And then I leave at about 8:30 to come and work out. And then my husband gets her on the bus, or if it's on a day that, you know, he's not going to be home, I'll get her on the bus at 8:30, and then I come in to work out at 9. So then, I mean, working out and having all of these tasks that you have to do every day, you're going to have to give stuff up. And that's just how it is, but it's worth it in the end. I leave my house, and then I don't go back home until after work. So I either get ready after my workout at the gym, or I go to work and get ready. But I wouldn't change that, because I get to see my daughter in the morning. I get to get her ready. And then I just push through and make it through the rest of the day. Now, I mean, I'm sure a lot of other people want to work out after work, which is fine too. It's just, this works better for me. I feel like I have more energy in the morning, and I want to get that done.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Workout, if it's not like before 9 o'clock, I just don't do it at all. So then what happened when you were like, all right, I'm going to make time? Like, was it hard for you to make time, or you're just like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to do it? Yeah, you hear me? You hear me? Hello?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I was going to say, so what happened when you were like, okay, I need to start making time? Like, did you just like, all right, I'm just going to do it? Or was it like difficult at first?
No, it was difficult at first. I think just having to, just knowing that I had to follow a plan, and that it was going to be, you know, something that I needed to do personally on a daily basis. I like to work out at least 4 or 5 days a week. You know, I really had to sit down with my husband and say, you know, this is really important to me. I'm going to need your help, like, in the mornings more. I'm going to need, you know, this from you. And I think just communicating that, like, he knows that's important to me, so he made things happen as well.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that that's really important. Just sitting down and seeing, you know, write a timeline of your day and say, okay, here's what I can do. The other thing that's really helped me is like doing meal prep, because if I don't meal prep, I'm like a crazy person in the morning trying to throw stuff together, you know, when I'm running out the door. And that's not fun for anybody, to feel like you're stressed trying to get out the door in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So for everybody who doesn't know what meal prep is, that's basically just prepping your meal like before you're going to eat it. So like, Daisy's like our meal prepper in the inner circle. So she like plans all her meals out for the week, and then cooks them, and then puts them in like those little containers, and then just has them in the fridge ready to go. That way you can just like grab and go.
Yeah. And actually this week I'm going to not only do my lunches, but I'm going to actually do dinners too.
Ooh.
Because I'm finding that dinner is hard at least 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
Just whether I'm at work late, or whether, you know, we just have stuff going on in the evening, and it's just too much to go ahead and cook. So this week I'm going to try doing lunch and dinner. So we'll see how that goes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then, so back to the mental health thing, like, do you know, like, I guess when you had your anxiety and when you were coming off the medicine, like, I guess what did the medicine do? And then what did the exercise start doing that took place of the medicine?
Well, I think that the medicine, I think I needed the medicine less as I started working out. And I really took a long time to taper off of my medication. I think that that's also very important with any kind of, you know, medication, anxiety medicine. You can't just go off of it cold turkey.
Oh.
So I did taper off of it for a long time. The other thing that I did was I started doing acupuncture in conjunction with working out. And I think that combination really helped. But as soon as I felt like I would taper a little bit, and there were no side effects to that, I wasn't getting anxiety, then I felt comfortable like that next week to taper down again.
Yeah.
And I mean, not to have like panic attacks is, I mean, anybody who has had them will know what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's great. And I think just doing, for me, like I started running about a year and a half ago, and that's like such a great escape for me as well. You know, anytime I feel stressed, yeah. You know, I might skip a day at the gym and say, you know what, I just had to go and run today.
Yeah.
I needed like a mental health, like break, and just go and run and feel good.
Yeah, exactly. And that's okay. Like, so I want everybody to know, like, you don't necessarily have to go like into the gym, but as long as you're like moving and yes. doing things, like that's a big part of it. Like, I'll get that text message like, oh, you just ran like a million miles, the fastest you've ever done. And yeah. that's a win. That's definitely a win for the day.
Definitely.
How did you get into running?
Well, I decided that I wanted to run 1 mile because I had never run in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Michelle, who I love, she was a runner, and my friend Edwin was a runner, and she really motivated me and she helped me. And I have the picture. I think it was October of 2 years ago in October. So it was 2015. I ran my first mile with her, and that was it. I was hooked. my goal was, it was October and I wanted to run a 5K in November. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm crazy, but it actually ended up being great. And I did it and I finished it. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
So oh now, my God.
Now, you're
now
like,
I really enjoy full bore running.
Runner.
Yes. Yes.
You like run without even need to be like, go run.
Yeah, exactly. Like I love it. I love it. And I honestly, like, I thank Michelle so much for like getting me into it and motivating me and saying like, you can do this, because I never thought that I would be a runner.
That's awesome.
The other thing that was great about it is I feel like when I started running, other people started running with me. And
yeah.
And now I feel like we all run.
I know, right? Literally. Every morning for our workouts, like, we always run a mile. And well, I don't, but
great.
Everybody else does. But it's hilarious that literally everybody is like, the running festival comes around, now everybody's running.
Yes.
I think
yes.
That's awesome.
It is. It's so it's great. And to have, you know, people that are motivating and like, you can do this. And we have such a good group. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. What? Why'd you do the acupuncture?
So I had heard the acupuncture helped, you know, just kind of balance your mood and stuff like that. And like, I had never even done acupuncture prior. But I knew that it was doing something, because literally when I would go in and get the acupuncture done, like 2 minutes after I would have all of the needles in, I would be out like in the deepest sleep for like 25, 30 minutes. And I would come out of that feeling so refreshed and just feeling amazing that I knew it had to be helping my body. And it definitely did.
How often do you go?
So I went, I think I was doing like 2 days a week when I first started, and then I kind of tapered off. I didn't go for a while, like in the last year. I picked it up again probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And I try to go at least like twice a month. I would like to go every week, but you know, just again, time.
Yeah.
I would rather be at the gym. So it's like, when can I fit it in? But I find even going twice a month, I do see a difference.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can just tell when you come in and you like just look refreshed. It's like you just
yeah.
woke up, you come in,
yep.
you're just like ready to kill it.
Yep. Maybe I've probably had acupuncture the day
oh
before.
My gosh. What's your favorite lift?
Oh, my favorite lift?
Yeah.
Definitely deadlift.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know. Everybody knows that.
Oh my gosh. What do you
I'll
like about
all
it?
Day.
What do you like about know. It?
I feel like you just have, like, you're powerful when you deadlift. I feel, that's how I feel.
I love
I
it.
Feel,
Yeah, that's my favorite. If I had to pick, that's it.
Oh my gosh. Do you like burpees, yes or no?
Yes, actually, I don't mind burpees. I think burpees have helped me run faster and have helped my stamina a lot. So I do not mind doing burpees at all.
Okay, you guys heard it.
I know people are going to kill me for saying that, but I don't mind doing them. And actually, I tell people all the time, I'm like, if you want to like run faster, or you want to do something, do like 15 or 30 burpees a day.
That's true. Yep. You know, we're going to do a burpee challenge. I think I'm going to set that up.
Of course we are.
We're going to do it. And I might even do it with you. Granted, okay. It's been years since I've done a burpee, but I might be able to get down and get back up again.
You're going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds awesome.
So remember when you came in that one day and we were doing your measurements and it was like all of a sudden you're like, yes. I don't know what happened.
Yes.
So first off, like we're going through this whole journey, like we're working out, doing all this, and like there's little changes happen along the way. And then all of a sudden it felt like.
Yeah. Like a big
one
shift.
Month, like that huge, big shift. A lot of people always they're always like caught up, like they want it right away. Like that happened, that was over a year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that the only way that you're going to get results that last is if you understand that the scale does not matter. It is how your body is changing, how you fit in your clothes, how you feel. You really have to put the scale away. I think probably the biggest thing aside from working out was just, you know, really, really watching what I ate and taking out, you know, soda, sugar. And I don't really do a low carb diet whatsoever. I am gluten free, but I don't necessarily do a low carb diet. I mean, I always, before a workout, I'm usually eating about 30 to 35 grams of carbs, you know, an hour and a half before I come in. So, and then throughout the day, like I have a balanced diet, but I don't consider my food low carb.
Yeah, no, not at all. And do you feel like you diet, or do you feel like you're just kind of eating?
No, I don't feel like I'm on a diet. I feel like what I eat during the day is just, you know, my normal food. I mean, like I cheat every now and then. I'll have ice cream is like my weakness.
Who doesn't?
But you know, that's it. But it's not like to the point where before, when I would just like eat whatever I wanted. Now I know how to cook the way that I need to eat, and it's good food, and I can fill up on it and not feel like, oh my gosh, I just blew my whole day.
Yeah. Do you keep, and you make it, you're not like super strict with your calories. Like, you know how to eat, like, you know to make and all that.
Yeah. And I'm strict when I do my meal prepping. Like, I'm strict with that because it's easier for me to plan out each day if I measure my food.
Yeah.
So I do have a scale, and I do that just so that I have a good range of, okay, I know that this meal is this many calories and this many carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Because recently I did start doing my FitnessPal, which I really wanted to track my macros to see if I see a difference with tracking my macros, because I have not done that. But since I do know what I'm eating every day, and I am logging it now, you know, it was just something that I wanted to try.
Yeah. How's it going? Because I know macros are like the big craze right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going well. I got my numbers from you, and, you know, I feel like I feel good. So I don't feel like I'm starving myself, which I won't do. I mean, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat because I feel like I'm working out enough to, you know, I mean, I think it's ridiculous if you're like starving. You need to eat some food.
Definitely. Exactly.
So, you know, but I mean, for the most part, I'm hitting my numbers every day. And, you know, if I do cheat, then
the number's in there. So I'm like, oh, exactly. I guess I'm gonna run tomorrow.
Oh gosh. How do you feel like after you eat something like after you eat some ice cream?
Okay, well, so if I go get ice cream, I usually will take my daughter like to one of those frozen yogurt places where you can get your serve yourself. Because to be honest, because I don't eat that many sweets, I just have, you know, I get a small amount of it. So that really doesn't bother me. Yeah. But I will say the nights that I go out, like with friends and stuff, if I've had, you know, I remember the night like a couple months ago, I went out, had a margarita and tacos and all this stuff. I felt horrible the next day. I mean, horrible. And I worked out that next day and I thought I was going to die.
That was a rough day.
I was like, this is not worth it. Like all the sugar, the alcohol from the margarita and just, you know, not eating great. And I was like, oh my God, that was the first time in a long time that my body had that reaction.
It's like, you got to shut down now.
Seriously. And oh I just gosh. Remember I was like sweating through that workout. Like, oh, this is like disgusting.
I know, literally dripping. And you never drip sweat. There's literally sweat dripping off of you.
I'm like, my legs are sweating. It's too hot in here.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. What is, so I know because a lot of people don't talk about like the mental health aspect a lot.
Yeah.
But it's really big for you. And I try to get it across like a lot. I don't put it out there, but I'm always like, you know, don't say anything negative about yourself or like shit like that during the workout. Yeah. But how has that like, how's that shifted and made you feel better and keep going? Because you've been going strong now for like
years. It's been 2 years since we've been working out. Since I've been working out with you. And I think, you know, I have my bad days too, but I have to say that like, even if I wake up and I'm like, oh, I do not want to go in today, which is rare, but it'll happen. I mean, it happens to everybody. And then I get there and maybe I run my mile and I feel like, oh my God, I can do this. I feel so much better. I am so glad that I came in. You know, you just get your endorphins going and you just feel so much better. And then you feel good about yourself. Like, you know what? I didn't think that I could do this today, but I did it.
Yeah.
And then your whole day is going to go better.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So, I mean, I think, too, having, I mean, again, we have such a great group. I know that if I was like, you know, I'm just not feeling it today or whatever. I know that if I come up to you and I say, listen, this is just not my day. I can't do, you know, what we're doing, but I still want to participate. Like, I know that you're going to be like, okay, you do this, you know, and you're going to give me whatever it is different that I'm going to need that day so that I don't feel like I can't make it, but that I can.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's one thing I'm always like, people not to show up to feel like they can't do it. Like even if you just show up and hang out and just stretch.
Exactly.
Just be in there because then everybody else will see it. Just keeps like the positivity of the group flowing. Yep.
And everybody's motivating to each other. And you know, that's what I tell people and my friends. I'm always like, come and work out with us. Like you've never met better people to work out with ever. Like just to be motivated. And you have these amazing programs. I don't know how you do it. These programs that you set up every day. I'm just like, how does he think of this?
Oh, God.
So, you know.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
It just comes to you.
It just comes. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I have a template, but it does just come.
You're like, how am I going to torture them today?
Oh my gosh, I love that. We're going to be cranking it up this week. We're doing high reps. I don't know if you could tell by today's workout.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah, the high reps. I was just glad we did 15 instead of 20. So, you know, but I'm sure 20 is coming.
20, that's what she said, and it is coming.
That's what she said.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
What, so for somebody that's Because, you know, people are always like, oh, well, what is it? Or, you know, they're a little like apprehensive. Like, what would you say to somebody who's like looking for coaching, whether it's like in person or online, like, and they're a little scared to do it? Like, what advice would you give to somebody just starting out trying to do this?
Okay, so I guess the advice that I would give would be, what are you doing now that's benefiting you? Because I mean, I was trying to do it before I called you. Like I would go to the gym and literally be on a machine and be like, why am I even doing this? Because I have no plan here. Like what where am I going to go doing this? Or like, oh, should I get on this circuit? Oh, should I take this class? I had no idea like where to begin to so that I could see results. And I think that that's has to be your biggest motivator is if you're really serious about getting into something, you have to have a plan. And whether it be a trainer that you're going in with like one-on-one, or if you do group sessions like we do, or if you do the online like you have a plan. And you know, if you think about it, in any situation, any scenario, it starts with a plan.
That's true. That's
So,
100%
I
true.
mean, that's you got to have your foundation. So that needs to be number one. You know, even with nutrition. So, you know, if you can find that person, that group, I mean, that's key
Yeah, that
to
definitely
being
is.
successful.
That definitely is. What? So think if they're scared, like, what am I trying to say here?
Like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I talk to people all the time and they're like, I'm not going to be at the same level as you. And I'm like, I wasn't at this level that I'm at now. There are still people that like outlift me everything. It's not about that. It's
No,
about
not at
what you
all.
can do in that workout, how you're going to feel. And I always say, you know, Nick isn't going to make you do something that you can't do. So you might not be doing the same thing that everybody else in the group is doing for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
You're going
exactly.
to still be participating, but you know, you're going to, he's going to build you up to be able to do everything that everybody else is doing. You might not lift as much weight as the person next to you, but that's going to be your life. You know, somebody is always going to be better than you, but you need to always be trying to get to the next level yourself and not worry about what other people are doing.
Exactly.
But again, you know, finding that group, finding that trainer, finding that program that is going to get you motivated to where you don't feel like there's that wall there that you can actually do it. And again, it just goes back to that you need a program to be able to find, you know, to be able to find the people and to be able to participate in it and feel good and confident.
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, it wouldn't be what it is without all of you guys. That's.
Well, I mean, it really is. It's truly just an amazing group of people, and like I said, you're awesome. You make this every day.
Oh.
So,
I told you this is going to be about you.
well, I mean, you are the brains behind all of these workouts, so.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious. Awesome. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say or wanted to add for today?
I don't think so. I really think that anybody that's even interested slightly in joining a group or doing an online training, I would just say, just go for it. You know, you have nothing to lose, so everything to gain.
Exactly. Let's go.
Let's go.
And tell us again where your salon is and how people can get in touch with you. And I'll also post this in the show notes.
Okay, sounds good. So it's Daisy's Salon and Body Boutique in Frederick, Maryland. And the phone number there is 301-695-1515, or you can reach me at 703-463-7773. And you can always check me out on Facebook or Instagram. On there, I'm Daisy's Hair Coloring Brilliance.
Let's go. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you coming tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be there. Either 8 or 9, I haven't decided.
Let's go. We're going to get it in.
All right. Thanks so much, Nick.
Have fun. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.